Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
David Fahili, Everton fan and author. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, kid.
Let's start talking about Tim Howard first of all. Howard, can he crack America? He's had 10 years at Everton Football Club, and does he leave as an Everton legend or great even? What are your thoughts, David?
He's been a marvellous servant for the club. I'm not his biggest fan, I'm not going to lie to you. People who know me, I've never been his biggest fan, but he's been a marvellous Evertonian. He's not a great. They haven't, none of that period have done anything to rank with the great, in my personal opinion. But no, he's been a great servant for Everton in that, especially President Obama rang him in the World Cup and he plays for Everton. You know, like that, it's like that. He's done that role for us and he's been marvellous. So I wish him all the best for the rest of his career. And yeah, I fancy he'd go there and play another 3 or 4 years, to be honest with you.
Well, that was a proper PR exercise by Obama, wasn't it? He wasn't really interested in Everton's goalkeeper.
I don't think he knew what a goalkeeper was before he made the phone call, but that's not the point. Everton's profile increased as a result of it. Therefore, he's done his job, surely.
They sold more shirts over in the States. 10 years at the football club, and yet you can't go down as you'll go down as good, but not great. Somehow that doesn't weigh up correctly in my head.
Yeah, well then, if we did that, we'd have an enclosure full of them, wouldn't we? You've got to...
But you should find one, shouldn't you? And then that person should have a 10-year stint.
No, it's not that we haven't got 10-year players. We've got a few. In the last 30 years, we've had 5, 6, or 7 of them over the time. But it's no, if you're going to apply great, if you're going to say Bawley and Dixie and Neville, well, you're going to have to win some stuff, aren't you? To be able to stand next to them. You're going to have to win some big stuff to put down next to them to say, see them, they're great, and I'm standing next to them, surely. Well, you never get better. That's the whole, you know, the process of improvement. That's why. That's the attainment thing. That's why we all turn up every Saturday wanting to see that, or at least I do anyways.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about another man.
No disrespect to the fella, by the way. I'm not trying to denigrate the fella. I'm just saying, generally, if you haven't done that, there's got to be a top echelon. And Duncan's another one. He won the FA Cup, but he was only there 10 minutes. You can't put them up like that. Anyway, that was just my opinion, but there we go.
No, absolutely. Let's talk about a young man who should really be viewed as a great long-term, whether it's at Everton or somewhere else, in terms of John Stones, who can't get a place in the team. In fact, he's had one start since January, and that was at right back. And yet, come November or December, we were lauding him as the next Alan Hansen, the next £50 million buy. The boy can't get in the team. What's going on?
It was just circumstances. He hasn't played badly. He hasn't been dropped. His transfer figure hasn't diminished at all. It's just the way it worked out. Jaggy Elka got in. And then a few years more, he was playing better than him. Don't forget, at the end of that year, we had the Leicester game and the Stoke game and the Bournemouth game where we either lost it or threw it away in the last 5 minutes. And John Stones was culpable. John Stones, a 21-year-old kid, he's going to be culpable. I did say this to you when it was happening at the time before the games. When you put them two together, of course they're going to make mistakes. Well, Funes Mori was just the form table. He was just ahead of it. We don't worry about John Stones. John Stones will be perfectly fine. And John Stones will go on to be a great player. Talking about classifications of great players, absolutely will be.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.